Hello and welcome to the People Who Read People podcast with me, Zach Elwood. This is a podcast about human behavior. You can learn more about it and check out some of the best episodes at behavior-podcast.com. On this episode, I'm going to read this very stupid old 1968 book about reading people's faces. Basically, it has various thoughts on what different kinds of facial traits mean about people's personality. A friend gave me this book a few years ago, and I've been meaning to check it out. I've flipped through it a couple times over the years, but I've not read much of it yet, but it is a pretty short abridged thing. So I thought it might be fun to go through it for the podcast. And I was thinking about this book recently because I've done a few episodes for the podcast recently about some people in the pop behavior analysis space who exaggerate and say all kinds of silly stuff about reading behavior. There's a direct link between books like this one and these behavior bullshitters who act as if you can get all these frequent and reliable clues from people's behavior. People just really, really want to believe that they can become super readers of other people, that there's some really powerful shortcuts to understanding behaviors. And that desire accounts for all sorts of bullshit. There's just such a big demand. And with high demand comes people willing to cater to that demand. So a few notes about this. If you're listening to this on audio, just a heads up that there's a video on YouTube, and the video has pictures of the book, so that might be a better way to experience it. And just want to emphasize before I get started on this, it's a very dumb book. I'm reading it because it's interesting to me to see what people were saying about faces back in the day, but I just want to make clear that I think this is bullshit. So let's see, let's start with name of the book, Face Reading, A Guide to How the Human Face Reveals Personality, Sexuality, Intelligence, Character, and More by Boy Demet. This was 35 cents and published by Dell Publishing Company in, the copyright was 1968. This was an abridged book of Boy Demet's. The original title of the full book was Face Reading for Fun and Profit. And an interesting thing about Boy Demet, I was reading about him. He has a Wikipedia. It's kind of an interesting read. He died a few years ago, 2017. He was mainly known for writing about Japan and Asia in general. He wrote quite a few guides to understanding various Asian cultures, and that seemed to be his main claim to fame. That's what his Wikipedia was focused on. This book, from what I could tell, was one of his earliest ones. Another early book he wrote was from 1966 called Some Prefer Geisha, The Lively Art of Mistress Keeping in Japan. Another early book of his was from 1979 called Eros Revenge, The Brave New World of American Sex. He had quite a few sex-related titles. One from 2006 was titled Sex and the Japanese, The Sensual Side of Japan. He had a bunch of books that were not sex-related, but I'm just pointing out there was a bit of a pattern there. One book from 2009 was Why Oriental Girls Attract Western Men. Another interesting book title was Why the Japanese Are a Superior People. That was from 2009. And it seems like he branched out to other non-Asian cultures also later in his life. One book from 2011 was called The Mexican Mind, Understanding and Appreciating Mexican Culture. I don't mean to talk too ill of this guy. Let's just say, from what I've seen of his work, I'm not a fan. I don't like it. All right, well, let's open the book and get started. One interesting thing is this is not an official part of the book, but somebody, the previous owner, wrote in it, it says June 6th, 1974, D-Day, 30 years ago. All right. The table of contents, the ABCs of face reading, what the forehead foretells, what the eyebrows say, how to read the eyes, what the nose knows, oh, excuse me, what the nose shows, the mouth speaks, watch those ears, check the cheeks, changing your fortune. So that's just a bit of some foreshadowing, some excitement for what's to come. All right, let's dive in here. The ABCs of face reading. Face reading is as old as man. It is an art that all of us practice every day with varying degrees of skill. We all know and respond to facial expressions that indicate fear, anger, merriment, and other moods. And we know from experience that such facial characteristics, as unusually large eyes or big noses, have an important influence on our lives. But there is a great deal more to face reading than these obvious signs. The face reveals facts not only about a person's mood, but also about his character, health, personality, sex life, popularity, ability to make money, social status, and life expectancy. And just as one's face influences his life in turn changes his face, for better or worse. The vital power. Face reading is primarily based on the size, shape, position, quality, and color of certain facial features. However, before one can read these signs with a maximum degree of accuracy, there are other factors that must be considered, the most important of which is the strength of the vital power of the person whose face is to be read. Everyone is endowed with what might be called a battery that gives off a kind of spark or light, which is reflected through the eyes, the face, and one's manner. The strength of this power varies greatly in individuals. In some people, it is very feeble, and as a result, they have dull eyes, dull faces, and usually lead colorless lives. In others, this light may shine with startling brilliance, and such people tend to lead lives that are extraordinary in some way. The strength of a person's inner light is not necessarily connected with the type of face he has. A person with a very good face may be very low powered, and a person whose facial features are very ugly and undesirable may be a regular dynamo. But there are certain facial characteristics indicating a very low order of intelligence and imagination that are seldom accompanied by a strong life force. Furthermore, this inner power and whatever strength works in different ways. One man with a powerful battery may become a great religious leader, while another man with the same amount of vital power may be a master criminal, a salesman, a writer, or a revolutionary. The face reader can only estimate the strength of a person's vital force and its overall influence. But once he has also observed the important facial features, this estimation can be more accurate. The body build. Because the body build. Besides the inner light, the face reader should also take note of the person's body build. Most people fit into one of the three broad categories: slender, stocky, and muscular, or fat. Oh, slender, stocky, and muscular, or fat. And people in each of these categories have many characteristics in common. Slender men tend to be sensitive, intellectually active, emotional, have well-developed imaginative and creative powers. Men of this type often do not fare well in business or politics, occupations that require physical strength and mental toughness. Slender women with oval-shaped faces tend to have quick minds and be skillful at manipulating men. Most women who have alluring figures and feminine faces are in the slender category. Women in the masculine category tend to be bold and capable of playing and working hard. They tend to be less likely to use feminine wiles, less concerned about their appearance, and are usually more matter-of-fact in their relations with men. Men with muscular builds tend to prefer physical rather than mental occupations. They are full of spirit, and if this spirit is not used up in work or sport, they tend to become frustrated and are more apt to resort to physical violence than the slender or fat man. Muscular men usually take their sex appeal for granted and are easier to please than the other types. Both fat men and fat women tend to extremes. They are more often than not friendly and jovial, but they can also be unusually cruel. They have a tendency to indulge themselves in pleasures of the body. Again, I don't like this book. I just wanted to periodically remind you of that. Not a fan. I think it's stupid. So just a reminder in case anyone came in midway. The facial alignment. One of the most important signs in face reading is whether the right and left sides of the face are balanced. The more unbalanced a person's face, the greater the handicap and the more likely he is to suffer disappointments. Just as the brain is divided into two sections with different functions, the sides of the face reflect different things. In most people, the left side of the face is believed to indicate character and temperament. The right side is thought to portray emotions, social and economic position, and personal relations. The front of the face is said to reveal the public side of a person's life, the sides to be more expressive of the private side. The three types of face. Following are the three general face types, triangular, round, and square. Each portrays a specific kind of character and fortune. The triangular face. A person with a triangular face tends to be an intellectual and a dreamer, and may run from one extreme to another. He is often shy and self-conscious. Most philosophers, musicians, and writers fall in this category. Some common features of this type are a high, narrow forehead, pointed chin, dark skin, long, thin nose, large, thin ears, facial imbalance from left to right. If features are too unbalanced, it is indicative of wickedness and possible insanity. Oh, damn. Escalated quickly. The square face. The square face, also known as the athletic face, usually has a wide, low forehead with a straight chin, thick lips, thick nose, large ears, and good overall balance. This type is most often found in men and indicates strong will, great self-confidence, a practical nature, and ability to handle others. Many well-known political leaders have square faces and square heads. The round face. The round-faced person usually has a fleshy face with large, full cheeks, large mouth, narrow forehead, thick lips, white or reddish complexion, short, thick nose, and thick ears, with overall balance uneven. Round-faced men are usually adaptable, aggressive, methodical, and practical. They generally like sophisticated food and fashionable clothing, and are apt to consider themselves playboys. Women with round faces are usually gregarious, preferring to be with others at all times. They are also apt to be wildly enthusiastic about one thing or another. Those last couple sentences were underlined that held specific importance to the previous owner. Very, very astrology. Very similar to astrology and phrenology, I guess, too. All sorts of things where people wanted to believe they could tell all sorts of things about people. The three zones of fortune. Fortune tellers divide the face horizontally into three zones: the forehead, the area from the eyebrows to the bottom of the nose, and from the bottom of the nose to the chin. The forehead is said to be the most revealing of one's youth, the second zone of one's middle age, the third area of one's old age. The forehead, or upper zone, indicates one's parental heritage and is the area most subject to change during youth. The middle zone, which includes the eyebrows, nose, eyes, and cheeks, is the most important during a person's middle years, reflecting not only his past and present, but his future. The lower zone, the mouth and chin, indicates what kind of fortune one will have after the age of 40, as well as revealing many things about his private life: his emotions, morality, compassion, and sexual appetite. What the forehead foretells. A high and wide forehead. This is what is some technically call this a five head. It seems that most people everywhere regard a high and wide forehead as a sign of intelligence and energy. Face readers agree. They say that this type of forehead also indicates a person who spends a lot of time observing and meditating. When such a forehead is richly fleshed and unblemished, people tend to react toward the person in a positive, helpful way, giving him more opportunities and therefore a better chance in life. Thus, the high and wide forehead is very common among successful men. A low and wide forehead. This forehead signifies intelligence and keen observation, generally not as indicative of intelligence as the high, wide forehead. This forehead indicates patience and perseverance, qualities which contribute to success. People in this category are often so self-conscious they may be unable to realize their full potential. High and narrow forehead. A person with a high, narrow forehead is regarded by face readers as tending to be hard-hearted and indifferent to others, although very intelligent. Many scientists have this forehead. Low and narrow forehead. Face readers agree that a low, narrow forehead generally indicates irresponsibility, carelessness, dishonesty, and in many cases, brutality. Men with this forehead may be clever in an animal-like way, but are seldom intelligent. About the only legitimate profession in which such men sometimes reach high positions is politics. Damn. Unbalanced forehead. The unbalanced forehead, on which the hair grows farther down on one side, is an indication of disharmony and discontent. In young boys and girls, this type of forehead is very likely to contribute to them becoming delinquent. Women with this forehead tend to be opportunistic, unscrupulous, and sometimes promiscuous. Protruding forehead. Many people have foreheads that protrude or jut out, and generally, regardless of whether or not their foreheads are also high or wide, this is a sure sign of independence, adaptability, resourcefulness, and brilliance. Both men and women in this category usually do well in business, particularly in business that requires them to be popular with the public or with their customers. They mix well and are quick to take advantage of their surroundings. However, this type of forehead does not contribute to an ideal family-centered marriage, particularly if both husband and wife are in this category. If just one of the two has a jutting forehead, it usually means he or she will spend most of the time away from home and deeply involved in some kind of enterprise, and therefore the marriage may be more harmonious. Interesting. A protruding forehead can tell you all that. That is wild. Sunken forehead. There is a tendency for people with sunken foreheads to be automatically regarded as below par in intelligence, but this is not necessarily so. Writers, painters, and politicians often fall in this category. When they are in this class, however, their foreheads are usually distinguished by long parallel wrinkles, and they tend to have narrow interests and to specialize. If the forehead of a person in this category is lined with many wrinkles without a pattern, he tends to be a very hard worker and good at making money, but is regarded by face readers as unreliable. A sunken forehead in conjunction with a proportionally long nose and small receding chin is especially bad news. These people are generally less intelligent, have less vitality, and are usually physically weaker than average. Man, lost the face lottery. All right, then we've got high eyebrow bone. Generally, the more a person's eyebrow bone protrudes, the more masculine and aggressive he tends to be. People with low eyebrow bones tend to be passive and weak. Men with high eyebrow bones are usually vigorous and active, and believe in the application of power to overcome obstacles, while those with low eyebrow bones tend to take the course of least resistance. As low eyebrow bones are basically a feminine characteristic, women with high eyebrow bones tend to be masculine. I don't know if this is related to that to the Sigma stuff. I don't know. I've heard about these Sigmas. Maybe somebody else knows more about that. Blemished forehead. A readily visible scar anywhere on the forehead is said to adversely affect the person's fortune. And the closer the scar is to the center, the more serious the consequences are apt to be. This is because the area of the forehead between the eyes is the focal point or center of life of the body. Any fault on this area has an unfavorable influence on everyone with whom the person comes into contact, and as a result affects his life. A mole on a person's forehead will also adversely affect his life. If a woman has a forehead mole, face readers predict she will have an unhappy marriage. A live mole on the eyebrow, however, is regarded as a sign of good luck where money is concerned. I'm not sure what the live part of that means, a live mole. Complexion of the forehead. The color of a person's forehead is something like a neon sign. When one is having a bad time, the forehead tends to take on a dark, unhealthy appearance. When the forehead is clear and the color is vivid, a person is less likely to have difficulty. If a person's forehead is discolored and clears up, his fortune will also improve. Any type of worry or bad luck causes the forehead to lose its vividness, but it is especially sensitive to marriage problems and concern over failure to gain desired public recognition. Forehead wrinkles. Following are several common patterns of forehead wrinkles, which the face reader can interpret at a glance. One forehead wrinkle. People with narrow foreheads are most apt to have one long horizontal wrinkle, which is usually well below the center line. This type of wrinkle and forehead is an indication that the person got the short end of the genetic stick from his parents, and also had a rough time when he was young. He tends to be below average in intelligence, to be opportunistic and greedy. However, he is also very likely to be a hard worker and to succeed in business. Two forehead wrinkles. Two long wrinkles on the forehead are said to be indicative of two important areas of life: one's personal relations with others and one's health and popularity. If the top line is shorter and thinner than the bottom line, it means the person cannot depend upon his friends or associates. A long, deep second line is a sign that one enjoys unusual popularity and would have an advantage in politics. it's kind of strange. It seems like some of these face aspects are giving you clues about their in people in their lives, telling you about other people. That's a little confusing to me. It's not clear to me if that's telling you something about the person whose facial trait it is. Like, is there something about them that results in them not being able to depend on their friends and associates, or makes them very popular? It sounds like it's just saying it's sort of like reading fortunes, but I guess there's not. I guess just kind of clearly sort of silly and not even, seems like it's not even pretending to have like any sort of understandable pathway for why these things are the way they are. Maybe that's been obvious from the start. Okay, moving on. Three forehead wrinkles. Three parallel wrinkles on the forehead are a sign of quick perception and good memory. The deeper the lines, the more the person has worried and the harder he has worked. If other factors are favorable, people with three forehead wrinkles have a very good chance for success. Many thin wrinkles all over the forehead in no particular pattern, are a sign of mental fatigue or a breakdown in health. Women with this type of forehead are said to suffer from physical defects that prevent them from fully enjoying sensual relationships or satisfying their mates. Interesting. Many convex wrinkles. Several deep, roughly convex wrinkles in the center of the forehead are a sign of low intelligence and general ineptitude. Men in this category are not very attractive to women. They generally do not know how to express affection and are provincial and dull. Wavy line wrinkles. People with wavy line, irregularly patterned forehead wrinkles are said to generally be from good families, but to have had sad experiences during their childhood. These people rarely become wealthy and tend to bumble along until they are well past middle age, at which time they may settle down and enjoy some measure of success. Women with this type of forehead are said to suffer ill health and marital problems. This kind of reminds me of, a lot of this reminds me of the very vague things in astrology too, and just a lot of, so many of the things in astrology, people can find similarities in their lives, and this seems like it would be similar. It's just a good strategy to say all sorts of things that a wide variety of people could relate to. Wild geese wrinkles. Wild geese wrinkles, wrinkles that look like a front view of geese in flight, according to face reading theory, indicate a person who is not very courageous and whose talents tend to be narrow. He is not particularly concerned about money or everyday problems of life, and does not make a good husband. He likes to work alone and does not care for socializing. Geniuses frequently have foreheads of this type. Huh, I wonder if Boy Dement had that kind of forehead. Faint or no wrinkles. People without conspicuous forehead wrinkles of any kind, or when the wrinkles are light and mostly on the right side, are seldom successful in any endeavor until their late 30s or early 40s. Then their abilities develop rapidly and they go on to reach their maximum potential, whatever that may be. One wrinkle between brows. One vertical wrinkle between a person's eyebrows is a sign of strong will and stubbornness. The person with one wrinkle on this spot refuses to give up or to give in once he starts something. and whatever success he may achieve is likely to be the result of his perseverance rather than of his intelligence. Two wrinkles between brows. Two vertical wrinkles between the eyebrows are said to indicate strong critical powers and a highly developed sense of justice. Men with this characteristic tend to be kind and considerate towards others, and to have affectionate relationships with their spouses and other members of the opposite sex. However, where women are concerned, two vertical creases between the eyebrows may mean trouble. Okay, not clear what trouble there. Okay, now we're moving on to what the eyebrows say. Signs of longevity. Eyebrow hair is associated with health and longevity. It is said that one or more gray hairs in the brows during youth is a warning of bad health to come. Long hair in the brows, when coupled with long hair on the ears, is regarded as one of the most dependable signs of longevity. Short brows. Short eyebrows are usually a sign that a person was born in poverty and lacked affection during childhood. People in this category are considered particularly unlucky because they usually cannot count on help from family or friends in their endeavors. Men with short eyebrows are said to attempt to make up for the affection they missed during their youth by being sexually promiscuous in later years. People with short brows that are thick enough to be called bushy tend to be obstinate and have terrible tempers. Slow starters. Eyebrow hair that is thick and grows close to the eye is a sign that the person is not resourceful or flexible and will have trouble establishing himself until late in life. When a person with this brow has an M-shaped forehead, the hairline forms an M, it indicates distinctive artistic ability of very high order. Crescent brows. A crescent-shaped eyebrow that is beautiful in form is regarded as feminine and is said to indicate sentiment rather than intelligence. Women with this type of brow are said to be pleasure seekers, to be artistic, good-natured, and loved by everybody. Men with crescent brows are usually not aggressive and depend more on the patronage of friends and superiors, especially on women friends, than on talents or achievements. Such men are also said to be sensitive and naive, to enjoy fine music, literature, and art. Masculine brow. A thick brow that forms a straight or almost straight line is known as a male eyebrow. Men with this eyebrow tend to be straightforward and determined. They keep their emotions in control. Their biggest failing is that they are generally oblivious to the feelings of others. Women who have masculine eyebrows tend to be masculine in behavior. They are usually less attractive, display little affection, and appear cold. As a result of their essentially masculine nature, they often have unhappy marriages. Bent twig brow. Women whose eyebrows are shaped like a twig, bent near one end at an abrupt angle, are said to have strong amorous drives and to be demanding. When they marry, they are likely to exercise great power over their husbands. Such brows are regarded as a sure sign that a woman will have luck with men as well as money. This brow on men is also regarded as a good sign because it indicates that they have a strong masculine spirit tempered with an affectionate nature. Brows close together. There is often very little distance between eyebrows that have an abundance of hair. In some cases, the brows practically grow together. This is regarded as a sign of bad luck during early years because men with this brow generally enjoy very little success until they pass the age of 40. This fortune also applies to persons whose brows are joined by soft, light-colored hairs. Brows wide apart. People with brows that are wide apart are regarded as being able to attain success in their careers while still young. They're usually attractive, well-liked, and happy with themselves. However, men with brows that are far apart tend to be a little too extravagant. Leech brows. Eyebrows on which hair grows upward from near the center are regarded as a sign of tenacity and perseverance. This type of eyebrow is said to be characteristic of a person who never gives up, no matter how many or what kind of obstacles he may encounter in his work or personal life. Weeping brows. Women whose eyebrows make them appear as if they are always crying tend to be chronic complainers and unfriendly. They generally look at the dark side of things and are always depressed. Such women usually accomplish very little before marriage, and after marriage, they usually make life miserable for their husbands. Miscellaneous. Thin eyebrows are almost always regarded as a sign of delicate health. Women with thick eyebrows are believed to be especially fertile and built to bear many children. Eyebrows that arch up from the inside of the nose are regarded as a sign of unfortunate marriage. People with this type of eyebrow are generally hot-tempered, changeable, and their marriage is likely to fail. Okay, getting on to the eyes themselves. How to read the eyes. The glitter of the eyes. Size, shape, and condition of the eyes reveal many things about a person, but these are secondary to the glitter or inner power that appears in the eyes. The amount of inner power that shines in a person's eyes varies with the individual. In some, it glows brilliantly. In others, it is a faint ember. The most desirable eyes are those that shine brilliantly and also have in them a quality called spirit of peace, which flows from one's inherent kindness and compassion. Both this glitter and spirit of peace may appear in eyes of any shape or size. And whether or not these qualities are present and in what strength is of primary importance. The balance of the eyes. There is one other point the face reader should note before looking at the physical features of the eyes, their balance in the face. The more perfect the horizontal and vertical balance, the better, because any imbalance is detrimental, and the worse the balance, the more adverse the effect on the person's fortune. The male and female eyes. Sometimes a person's eyes are different in both size and shape. When this difference is conspicuous, such eyes are referred to as male and female. Men with this type of eye are regarded as resourceful and ambitious. They are inclined to get out into the world, have many experiences, and make money. The fortune of a woman with one male and one female eye is said to be both good and bad. She tends to like men and be popular with them, but she is also very susceptible to their amorous approaches, and as a result is apt to ruin her first marriage by getting involved with other men. That one sounds a bit personal. Large eyes. Large eyes come in two sizes, large and overwhelming. Men with conspicuously large eyes are generally very emotional, artistic, full of fighting spirit, and apt to be radical in both thought and action. They're usually very attractive to women. However, such men tend to be moody and lack perseverance. Men whose eyes are large but not overwhelming were favored by most everyone during their youth and will have this advantage throughout life. Women with large eyes tend to be sensitive, and if their eyes have sufficient glitter, to also be artistic. Such women have a much better chance of making a good marriage and being a success socially and financially than girls with smaller eyes. Women with exceptionally large eyes are used to men catering to them and do not have to develop a close intimate relationship with any one man for security or protection. This spirited independence is upsetting to many men who marry such women, and the likelihood of divorce is strong. If a woman has exceptionally large eyes that lack power, she will attract men, but will not be able to control them or her reaction toward them. Small eyes. People with small eyes tend to be practical, pluggers, strong-willed, and steadfast. They are not likely to be artistically inclined. If they are able to get an education, their chances for success in business or politics is good. A conspicuous amount of inner power in small eyes is a sign that the person is not ordinary and cannot be expected to always conform. Goggle eyes. So-called goggle eyes come in two types. One, the eyeballs protrude noticeably and the upper eyelid is thin. Two, the bulge of the eyeballs is less pronounced but the upper eyelid is puffy. People in the first category are good at mind reading and tend to be cautious, passive, and timid. They are usually quite intelligent and very susceptible to the opposite sex. Men with such eyes tend to be overconfident with women and often have trouble with their wives and women friends. However, women in this category are usually very skillful at maintaining harmonious relations with men and generally have happy marriages. Men with the second type of goggle eyes tend to be extraordinarily energetic, courageous, and ambitious. They prefer their own business to working for someone else, and since they do practically nothing but work, they are apt to be financially successful, no matter how many obstacles they must overcome. Women in this category share many of the characteristics of the men in being very capable, energetic, ambitious, and good in business. They are physically attractive to the opposite sex, but their personality tends to clash with that of men. As a result, they often marry men who are less desirable as husbands. Eyes close together. The normal distance between the eyes is said to be the length of one eye. Men with eyes that are closer set than this standard are considered to be adaptable but flighty, and to have a tendency to change occupations frequently. Women with close-set eyes are said to be good talkers and clever at reading minds, but to be inordinately jealous and prone to irrational behavior when things don't go their way. Eyes far apart. Eyes set further apart than the normal standard are taken as a sign of impatience, mental dullness, and lack of drive. People in this category seldom have strong opinions of their own and therefore make good followers. Large pupils. Large pupils are a sign of gentleness and kindness and are characteristic of people with peace, with peaceful dispositions. A man with large pupils is believed to make the best friend and business associate over a period of years. He is most likely to sacrifice for family and friends. Small pupils. Tiny pupils are said to be a sign of egotism and primitive power, and to be characteristic of people who instinctively try to destroy whoever crosses them. It is believed that women with unusually small pupils tend to be dissatisfied with settled married life and are apt to become promiscuous after marriage. So watch out for extraordinarily large eyes combined with small pupils. That sounds like a really bad combo from what I'm gathering. That's my own commentary. High-set pupils. It is said to be a very bad sign when the pupil of the eye is set so high that a significant proportion of it is obscured by the upper eyelid and lots of white shows below it. This type of eye is a sign of great cruelty, aggressiveness, and overwhelming passion to win by any means. Such people also tend to be unfriendly and have no scruples about betraying others. Eye corners turned up. This feature has two readings, one that applies mostly to women and one that applies mostly to men. In women, this characteristic is generally taken as a sign of a jealous nature and the inability to express their feelings clearly. It is also said to be a sign of sincerity and honesty. For men, this is a sign of loyalty, strong resistance to temptation, devotion to work, and pleasant relations with women. Eye corners turned down. This characteristic also has two readings. In one, generally found in children, the downward slant gives them an attractive, friendly look. This is regarded as a good luck sign as people react favorably to it. In the second case, found in adults, the downward slant is combined with triangular-shaped eyes. This is considered a sign of greed and unscrupulousness. Sharp eye corners. This is an unfavorable sign. It indicates that the person is selfish and callous of others' feelings. Such people tend to engage in get-rich-quick schemes and make money, but it is unlikely that they will ever become wealthy and keep their wealth. They are also destined to have few friends. Their vision and adaptability tend to be wasted by attempts to be too clever. Rounded eye corners. This is a very good sign. It is characteristic of a person who is sincere, kind, dependable, humble, and loyal to his family and friends. Drooping near inner corners. This feature is characteristic of people who are resourceful and calculating, and it may indicate that they are cold-hearted. Such people are said to do well in business and to be particularly adept at dealing with women. However, because of their ways, they are likely to get into trouble. Drooping in the middle. Upper eyelids drooping in the middle, especially if the eyelids are marked by horizontal wrinkles, is a sign of cool shrewdness, objectivity, and an overriding interest in worldly success. Such men are said to be especially suitable as newspaper reporters. This feature is primarily masculine, therefore women who have it are said to lack feminine charm and warmth. However, they are good at business, and if they marry a businessman, they contribute to their husband's success. Drooping at outer corner. The upper lids drooping at the outer corners is said to indicate a wishy-washy person with very little willpower, who is easily influenced and is not very discriminating. Such people naturally tend to be passive and irresponsible. Fishtail sign. The fishtail eye, so-called because wrinkles at the outer corner of the eye resemble the lines in a fish's tail fin, is regarded as a bad omen for husband and wife relations. It is also said that men and women in this category often do not marry, and those who do invariably have difficulties that often lead to divorce. Heavily wrinkled lids. Heavily wrinkled upper eyelids are regarded as a sign that the person has a likable personality, is youthful looking, and attractive to the opposite sex. Women in this category are said to be very responsive to the approaches of men, but smart enough to control the relationships. Men with this type of eyelid are said to be unable to content themselves with one woman. Between the eyes and brows. As a general rule, the wider the space between a person's eyes and eyebrows, and the cleaner and more attractively fleshed this area, the better one's fortune will be. However, if this area is narrow, it is an indication that the person will have to work harder for everything he gets, and cannot expect the patronage of others to boost him up. He is better off seeking his fortune independently. The less flesh in this area, the more inclined the person is to be practical, cautious, and scrupulous in his view of things. Whatever success this person may achieve usually comes late in life. If this area is narrow but fleshy on a man, it is regarded as a sign that he is a hard worker, has a strong will, and is more likely to be successful than the man without the ample flesh. Women with narrow, fleshless spaces between their eyes and eyebrows are not believed to be very discerning, particularly in their preference for men. It is said that they have a tendency to pick their mates on the basis of personality, without regard for background, economic position, or future potential. Bulge under brow. Women with a thick bulge of flesh at the corners of their upper eyelids, which causes their brows to stick out slightly and assume a bent twig shape, tend to be sharp-minded, sensuous in manner and appearance, and to have strong amorous drives. Their equally strong pride, however, prevents them from being susceptible to the advances of just any man. When such a woman is interested in a man, she is said to fascinate him to the point that he promptly proposes marriage. Such women do not make the homebody type wife. Housework bores them. Unless they get into some business dealing with people, they will be difficult to get along with. Hollow underbrow. The young man whose eyes and eyebrows are spaced wide apart, with the area between them presenting a hollow appearance, which results in the whites of his eyes being particularly noticeable, is said to be crafty and cold, to specialize in taking advantage of the weaknesses of others. He is also said to be especially skillful in bilking women out of their possessions. What the nose shows. Face readers believe that the size and shape of one's nose indicates his ability to prosper and his cultural level. For example, the broad, flat nose is associated with lower cultural levels. The high, sharp, fleshy nose signifies refinement, intelligence, and sophistication. Short nose. The ideal length of a person's nose is said to be one-third the length of his face. Anything less than this is considered short. Anything over is considered long. Intelligent men with short noses are said to be flexible, likable, open-hearted, prone to make quick decisions, and not too concerned with the deeper implications of work or life. They do well in work, but tend to spend money too freely. Less intelligent men with short noses have a tendency to be irresponsible, dull, and impractical. Women who have short noses are likely to make poor wives, as they are apt to be fickle. Long nose. People with long noses generally have refined tastes, a strong sense of responsibility, and are scrupulous in their work. They are usually not concerned enough about money to make good businessmen, but they make valuable employees. Such people generally do well in education and religion. The longer a person's nose, the less flexible he tends to be, and the more apt to take things too seriously. However, excessively long noses indicate people who cannot keep in close touch with reality. It is difficult for them to be friendly and to love. Short, flat nose. Short, flat noses are regarded as unfavorable. Generally, people with this type of nose will not succeed in anything outstanding. They are usually slow thinkers and slow movers, but may be very loyal to anyone who treats them kindly. Long, large, and high nose. This nose signifies a person who is self-willed, stubborn, and insists on having his own way. Crooked nose. A crooked nose is a sign of unstable character and bad luck. Men with such noses may be talented, aggressive, and become successful, but are apt to have reverses. Women with this nose are apt to have unhappy marriages. Shapely nose. The beautifully shaped nose with clear, healthy skin is characteristic of people who are fond of art and music and dislike anything harsh. Men with this nose are apt to be fancy dressers and to regard themselves as Don Juans. Women with shapely noses are inclined to be vain and to judge things by appearances, especially if their other facial features are plain. Childish nose. This type of nose signifies low intelligence and lack of imagination. People with this nose are generally followers. Such women become pregnant easily, but tend to be poor home managers. They should marry men with simple tastes. Humpbacked nose. Men who are physically strong and have this type of nose are inclined to be self-willed, adventurous, impatient, and uncompromising. They make good military officers and explorers, but bad salesmen. This type of nose is masculine. Therefore, when women have it, they usually clash with men. Such women also tend to be rather ignorant, self-complacent, and obstinate. If their nose is small, as well as being humpbacked, they tend to be very efficient in their work, but they generally care little for intimate relations with the opposite sex. Bag nose. The bag nose is said to be indicative of an exaggerated interest in money, achievement, and personal possessions. People with this type of nose are prone to judge others by the degree of their success and wealth. Such people are usually quick-thinking and clever, able to take advantage of the opportunities that come their way. I just want to emphasize again that I don't like this book. I'm reading it because it's dumb. Might be a good time. Humanist's nose. A nose that curves slightly upward from the center in convex form, without being heavily fleshed, is said to indicate integrity, honesty, and a genuine love for mankind. People with this type of nose live in harmony with everyone. Feminine nose. A finely shaped nose with a concave bridge is characteristic of many women and is said to indicate a strong interest in aesthetics, along with the need for relying on others to care for and support them. Such women are warned to beware of relying on unscrupulous men. Successful man's nose. Successful men have their own nose. Men who have small noses with nostril wings that flare out are considered especially good at business, to be hardworking, and to have dynamic personalities. They do not care much for appearances, minor details, or complicated paperwork. Men who go from rags to riches in Horatio Alger pattern often have this nose. Creative man's nose. A nose that droops downward at the end, but does not hook, is said to indicate an unusual capacity for creativity. Face readers say both men and women with this type of nose generally go deeply into whatever interests them, often developing new ideas or new products. Skeptic's nose. If a person's nose is divided at the tip, you may be certain he is a skeptic who likes to see or hear proof of every proposition and is not satisfied with anything less than a full, convincing explanation. He tends to analyze everything he sees and hears. The person with this type of nose is therefore apt to be argumentative and to have difficulty getting along with people. He is much better off in work that is rather narrow in scope and that he can do alone. Scholars often have this type of nose. Discolored nose. People with red noses generally have had bad luck with money. Dark, sooty noses indicate bad health, as well as financial difficulties. If the pores of one's nose become clogged up and the skin appears scaly, this can be a sign of impending bad luck. The clearer and fresher looking the flesh of the nose is, the more likely the person will have lots of money. The mouth speaks. Large mouth. The mouth is believed to express a person's attitude toward Love and food. A large, thick-lipped mouth is associated with unrestrained appetites. As a rule, men with large mouths live expansively and are likely to succeed. Women in this category are also believed to have an unusually strong appetite for life. People with large, tight mouths are said to be unusually able, daring, and capable of great things in business or politics. Women with large, shapely mouths tend to be very active and popular. They often become so involved in outside affairs, their home life suffers, and their chances of remaining single or being divorced is high. Small mouth. The small mouth is associated with weakness, timidity, dependence, emotionalism, and other undesirable characteristics. Men with small mouths have less chance for success because they tend to lack courage, resourcefulness, and leadership. They are prone to act on their personal feelings rather than on objective appraisal of the situations. Such men are best suited to jobs that call for neatness and precision. People with small mouths and thin lips tend to be self-centered and callous. It is important to notice whether a person's lips are loose or tight. Tight lips indicate ambition and fighting spirit. Loose lips are a sign of sensuality and an easygoing attitude. A small, finely shaped mouth signifies a cool, romantic nature and one who gets little pleasure out of food. Protruding mouth. In profile, some people's mouths protrude beyond the line of their nose and chin. Such a mouth is said to be a sign of low intelligence and stubbornness, and usually indicates a strongly opinionated person. Mouths of people who have a reputation for talking too much often fit into this category. Women with protruding mouths are generally not popular with men. Convex mouths. Convex mouth, thick lips. A person with thick lips and a convex mouth is said to be argumentative, always complaining, and unwilling to take advice of others. Women in this category tend to be cold-hearted, strong-willed, and to love luxury. Concave mouth, thick lips. This is one of the more desirable types of mouths because it is indicative of a kind heart and a warm personality. In addition, people with this type of mouth are usually efficient and acceptable, but they are not leaders, preferring to let others make the decisions. Straight mouth, thick lips. People with this type of mouth are usually reserved in behavior and concerned with practical realities of life. Their practical nature sometimes causes them to lose sight of any ideal. Thick upper lip. The upper lip is said to reflect the depth of one's affection for others. The thicker the upper lip, the deeper the outgoing affections. People with unusually thick upper lips are regarded as kind, well-mannered, and especially fond of the opposite sex. Men in this category are said to spare no effort or expense to have many women. Women in this category are said to love love, unless they are smart enough to resist their impulses and susceptibility to men, they may ruin their lives. When both lips are thick, it is a sign of strong sensuality. Such women are seldom satisfied with one man. Thin upper lip. A thin upper lip indicates lack of feeling or expressing very much affection for others. People in this category seldom get involved in love affairs. Women with thin upper lips are often taken advantage of by men. It is also said that not being very much interested in love, women in this category do not worry too much about their husbands engaging in extramarital affairs. A man who marries a woman with a thin upper lip will not necessarily have an unhappy home life because the wife will not be the jealous type and is affectionate enough to maintain harmonious relations. Upper lip pulled up. The upper lip pulled upward in the center is considered a sign of self-conceit. Such people tend to feel superior to give a cold impression, and to be susceptible to flattery. Upper lip curving down. This type of lip indicates a warm, affectionate person who likes everyone. Women in this category are usually susceptible to the advances of men. Men with this type of lip tend to be home-oriented and to be known for their kindness. Uneven lips. People with uneven or off-center lips tend to be high-strung, hot-tempered, and opinionated. They can seldom associate with anyone for any length of time without bringing on a dispute. Wrinkled lower lip. Deep vertical wrinkles on the lower lip are a sign of an addiction to eating and drinking. People with this type of lip are generally free spenders, affectionate, and popular. Protruding lower lip. Women whose lower lip and lower teeth protrude as a result of a protruding chin are regarded as having a masculine disposition and being unable to show much affection toward men or get along well with them. Such women should not be completely dependent on their husbands, or they face an unhappy home life. Smiling mouth. A mouth that appears to smile all the time is regarded as a good sign. Women with this type of mouth tend to be gentle, gay, friendly, and to enjoy a happy life, whether or not they are attractive or talented. Because people react kindly to them. The smiling mouth is also a favorable sign in men. However, if the sides of the mouth are loose rather than tight, the man tends to be ineffective in his efforts. Drooping mouth. Drooping mouths are associated with sadness and tragedy. Men with this type of mouth may be successful in business, but tend to have poor personal relations with others, particularly with their wives. Such a mouth gives the appearance of a man who is cold and unpleasant, and he generally acts out the part. Women with drooping mouths are even less fortunate, since more of their life is bound up by their appearance. Such women often suffer ill health and usually must work harder for what they get. Color of the lips. The color of the lips is important to face readers. Purple lips are regarded as a sign of a serious disease and a strong inclination toward promiscuity. Unusually bright red lips in middle age are indicative of a respiratory ailment. Pale lips are a sign of ill health, while pink lips indicate good health and vitality. Greeting smiles. Whether a person habitually smiles with his mouth open or closed is an important character sign. Smiling with the mouth closed is a sign of weak will and indicates that the person will not enjoy financial success. Smiling with the mouth open signifies that one's financial fortune will be good and that he or she will enjoy good relations with the opposite sex. A person whose gums show when he smiles is apt to be scornful of people to the extent that he has no close friends. If the expression of the mouth is one of helplessness when a person smiles, it is a sign that he or she is suffering from a disease or is living an unhappy life filled with tension and distress. People whose mouths pout when they smile or talk are inclined to be stubborn and opinionated and are always causing controversy. Licking the lips frequently is a sign that the person is in love. Now we've got ears. Watch those ears. Large ears. Size, position, and quality of the ears are meaningful to face readers. Large ears indicate masculinity, courage, and initiative, and are associated with long life and success if the lobes are also large and firm. Thick, hard earlobes are also regarded as a sign of good health. Small ears. People with evenly proportioned small ears are generally flighty and have poor memories. They often have artistic and creative ability, which usually does not develop until middle age. Nobleman's ears. face readers believe that ears positioned low on the head are an unerring sign of nobility, and a survey of the pictures of hereditary nobility proves this theory. Check your mirror. You may be the long-lost descendant of a king. Wish they had a picture for that one. Large upper portion. People whose ears are especially large in the upper part are generally very intelligent and have extraordinary memories. They are usually vigorous, aggressive, have a strong sense of responsibility, and often accomplish great things. Large lower portion. The sportsman and the playboy generally have ears that are proportionately larger at the bottom than at the top, and have thick earlobes as well. People who have this type of ear are usually kind, gay, and full of fun. Check the cheeks. Cheek wrinkles. The two cheek wrinkles that radiate out from the nose and curve downward are believed to be intimately connected with a person's social and economic position. As one becomes firmly established in business and society, the depth of these twin wrinkles is said to increase. Responsibility and hard work also deepen these lines, even in those who are very young. Lack of these two wrinkles in an adult, or very shallow wrinkles of this type, is regarded as a sign that the person is incapable or is a very latecomer. People who have inherited wealth and high social position for generations generally have finely shaped and well-developed cheek wrinkles. The ideal cheek wrinkles are crescent-shaped. In the event that these important lines are straight or ragged rather than gently curved, they are believed to be a handicap. Where women are concerned, if a second set of wrinkles should appear in this area, it is said to be an indication that their marriage will end in divorce. However, such women are said to do especially well in business and to be popular with their superiors. Cheek wrinkles that run into the mouth are regarded as a very bad sign and are believed to be an indication that the person cannot support himself or take care of his affairs. In the most severe cases, this feature is thought to be a sign the person is suffering from bad health. On occasion, wrinkles from beneath one's lower lip will connect with the cheek wrinkles. This generally occurs only in men and is regarded as an indication of marital problems. Cheeks without wrinkles. The lack of cheek wrinkles in mature adults is regarded by the face readers to be a sign of instability in work, indicating that the person habitually changes jobs and occupations. We've arrived at the last page. Changing your fortune. One can do very little to change his basic body build, but there are numerous ways a person can change his facial appearance and thereby change his fortune. Wow, so you can fool fate and change your fate by changing your face, according to this book. Moles and scars can be removed entirely or made less conspicuous. A man can grow a beard to cover an undersized chin or hide unsightly scars and skin imperfections. He can wear his hair long or short, parted or straight, etc. Women have even more leeway in what they can do to alter their facial appearance and their fortune. With the marvel of makeup and hairstyling, it is possible for a plain-looking girl to transform herself into a real-life Cinderella. Even more serious facial faults, such as crooked or oversized noses and protruding teeth, can be corrected by simple surgical techniques if one has the means and initiative to do so. With one's fortune at stake, he should not hesitate to make any improvement in his face within reason. Well, I have to say, this ending just it destroys the credibility that they've earned so far. To say that you can so easily escape the fate that your face has created just by changing your facial traits, you can escape what the gods have sent your way. Kind of reminds me of in astrology where some people will try to change the astrological sign of their baby's birth by changing when the baby's born. That really happens. I talked about that briefly in a previous interview with the astrologer on my podcast, and then I just happened to be listening to a podcast yesterday where they said that they were trying to change the when their baby was born to get a different astrological sign. Anyway, I'm just really disappointed. I feel like they really shot their credibility there at the end. That's, you know, it feels like they were trying to appeal to the masses and give the people what they want and say, you can escape the harsh fate that your face has wrought on in your life. This is kind of interesting too. Other Dell pocketbooks, purse books you might like. Some of them are, that the person has checked off some of the ones they want or they have. I'm looking at the ones they checked off. Dreams, everyday witchcraft, handwriting analysis, numerology, the Napoleonic Book of Fate, what to do when there's nothing to do, develop your ESP, love attraction test, palmistry, wives' legal rights. Oh, and they have face reading circled, so that was the current one. Wow, they were really all about that bullshit. They love this shit. Yeah, so that was a complete piece of shit book that I was interested to read. Hated it, and I hate the work of this guy, Boy Dement. Not a fan. Think he shouldn't have written these books. Maybe he produced some good stuff, but I don't think it's looking good for the rest of his output. Sorry. All right, thank you.